Welcome back to In Depth for a second and final interview. In the studio is Breezy Yunkin from Safe Embrace, which I mentioned it before. Your name is really cool.
Thank you.
It's very cool, very unique. So it's really lovely to have you here. Safe Embrace, in case, I think I've had you guys in the studio a while ago before,
yes.
But I would love to go through what you do. Exactly, so people know in their heads.
Yeah, so we're a domestic violence and sexual violence prevention and other supportive services. We're in Sparks, Nevada, but we help people from all over the country. Do you want me to just talk about it? Okay.
Go for it.
So we have a lot of services, actually. Probably our primary one is our 24-hour call line. So we're available 24/7 for people to call in who have been through domestic violence, sexual violence, or sex trafficking, anything like that.
Wow.
And then we have other supportive services. So we do personalized advocacy with people. We do safety planning. We have some funds for emergency relocation and emergency housing. So if people need motel nights, sometimes we are able to provide that. Or if people need to leave the area, if they have family members that they can go stay with, then sometimes we can help provide them with transportation to get to those supportive services.
Wow.
We also have forms assistance. So if people need protection orders, lease terminations, confidential address program, or Vine notifications, if their abuser's in jail, we can help them by filling out the paperwork and sending that in or help them get those things. We do court accompaniment. So right now we're actually looking for a legal advocate to go to court with people if they need to get protection orders or if they have any kind of divorce or custody cases, anything with domestic or sexual violence involved or sex trafficking, and we can have that person go there to support them.
Okay.
We also have ties with Washoe Legal Services about getting full wraparound legal services for that person if they need that.
Oh, beautiful. Actually, well, before you keep going,
yeah.
So a legal advocate, you're on the search for one.
Yes.
What are the requirements for somebody to have that job, that position?
I just know that we're just looking for someone, we're hopefully looking for someone that's bilingual, that knows resources in the area, that maybe has a little bit of experience with being an advocate.
Just any background kind of in that area.
Yeah.
Would help tremendously.
Yeah.
They don't have they don't have to have special qualifications or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Just
no.
Have probably some training in that area. And of course you'll probably provide some when you have some.
Yeah.
Because you probably have your specific.
Yeah.
Specific things. Well, keep on going. You provide a lot.
Yes.
And it seems, just a wide swath of things you do for people.
Yeah, we do. We have, so then kind of the bread and butter of our whole program is the shelter program.
Right.
And so with that, we do have the emergency shelter. It's confidential. By the way, all of our services are 100% free and confidential. We have very strict confidentiality guidelines.
Beautiful.
So with the shelter, it's a 30 to 90 day confidential shelter. So it's kind of a tiered program. So in there, it's not just kind of a bed to stay for 90 days. In there, we do groups about domestic violence education, sexual assault education, and they do fun things too, like yoga and art therapy. We also have a pet kennel on site. So if someone has a pet, cat, dog, bird, fish, we have all the requirements for that, and it's right in the backyard. So if someone has their dog that they don't want to leave behind with their abuser, they can bring their dog with them. It's in the kennel. It's an indoor-outdoor kennel. It's heated, so,
wow.
So they can stay.
And that's something
out there
not everybody would necessarily think about. You're thinking about your own life and getting yourself safe, but you have a dog that you love.
Yeah,
and you want
to
take them with you.
Yeah, and if you want to go hug your dog at 3 a.m, then you are more than welcome to go out there. You have all access to them. So,
all right.
So yeah, we really find that that's important for people. We don't want them to stay in an abusive relationship because they don't have anywhere to go where they can take their loved pets.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, we find that very important. And then past that, we do have some funding for transitional housing. So we usually have people go through our shelter first before they get transitional housing. But after they have the option to apply for transitional housing, which is just extended funding, they find their own place. And then sometimes we can help with rental assistance and other supportive services after.
That's fantastic. That is a lot of stuff. So in light of that, I imagine you'd need pretty hefty funding to provide for this.
Yes.
How do you get that funding?
Most of our funding is grant funding, but okay. It's federal. We get very little state funding. We get marriage license. So a portion of every marriage license sold in Nevada gets a certain percentage of that gets set aside for local domestic violence shelters.
Why? No idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Is that like a recent kind of legal ruling, or is that been around for a while?
That's been around for a while.
That's really
cool.
So
anytime anyone buys a marriage license, a portion of that goes to domestic violence.
Okay.
It's needed. We are the third in the nation for women murdered by men from domestic violence relationships, intimate partner relationships. So it is it's very much needed.
Oh my gosh.
Especially in Nevada, yeah.
Okay. Why do you think that is?
I think there's a lot of things that play into that.
Yeah.
I think we don't have much funding for prevention. We find it very hard to get funding specifically for prevention.
Okay.
There's also the factor in, I mean, Las Vegas counts in that as well. So,
right.
And they have rather high numbers, but just last weekend, I believe it was, there was a murder suicide in Cold Springs.
I heard about that.
It happens in our area. And I think people just don't understand that there are resources out there. And there are things that they can access to help them if they are in a bad situation like that.
Okay. Very cool. So they can reach out to you. How do they reach out to you actually?
So we have a couple different ways. We have our website, which is just safeembrace.org. And then we have our 24-hour call line, which is just 775-322-3466. And they can call that at any time. They can even submit a web form request on our website. If they can't call in, but they do have access to internet, they can do that too. Or if they want to come visit us at our office is at 780 East Lincoln Way in Sparks. So we're right by the marina and
right.
We're there from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Okay, very cool. So numerous ways that people can reach out to you.
Yeah.
And do you have you got some events coming up?
We do.
Are they fundraising or just...
Overall, awareness.
Just awareness.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for January, it is Human Trafficking Awareness Month.
Okay.
So we are having a candlelit vigil next Friday, which is January 11th at the Believe Sign downtown at 5:00 p.m. We're also going to have on the 25th of January, which is also a Friday, it's a movie screening of the movie Stopping Traffic, which is about people being trafficked here in the U.S. and throughout the world. And that's going to be at Northern Nevada Hopes at 5:30 p.m. And there'll be appetizers and drinks. And then after that, we're going to have a panel of a couple of experts and some other people that we can find to just talk about what's going on in our community and how it affects us here.
Okay.
And then for February, which is Teen Dating Abuse Awareness Month, we have a screening of Audrey and Daisy. This is just for parents of teens or any kind of parents. It's just not really kid friendly. But that will also be at Northern Nevada Hopes at 5:30 p.m. on that Thursday. And then the 7th. And then on February 15th, which is a Friday, we have an event with the Boys and Girls Club at the Boys and Girls Club Foster Drive location, the Pennington facility.
Oh, okay.
And that is just for teens. So we're going to have some food. We'll have a paint and sip and a basketball tournament.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Very cool. So it's just kind of more of awareness on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. These are mostly awareness. So our big months are January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. February is Teen Dating Abuse Awareness Month. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And then October's Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to have you back for April.
Yeah.
That would be great to have you back.
Yeah, that would
here.
Be great.
So you get most of your funding from grants.
Mm-hmm.
But are you ever just accepting donations from people just out
always.
In the world? Okay.
Yes,
I figured
always.
You would. But
yeah.
I wanted to lead you into that.
Yeah, definitely. We most of our funding comes from grants, but we do always are looking for donations. Even we are building another 15 beds onto our shelter right now. So that's in the process. Hopefully that'll be done by March or April of this year. And with that, we'll have another 15 beds. So consistently in the past 2.5 years that I've worked at Safe Embrace, we have a wait list for our shelter. So being number 3rd in the nation for women murdered by men and then having a wait list for our shelter doesn't really help.
It's not the best situation.
No, it's not. So, we will be expanding. With that, we will be able to take in more men as we need and help more people. But it's not always just money that we need. Sometimes we need hygiene products, clothes. We always take clothes donations. And really kind of household items. So okay. After someone leaves a domestic violence relationship and they have to go start a new life, they need things like silverware or towels or
right.
sheets.
That's not at the top of their
blankets.
List. They're
yeah.
packing maybe a bag of clothes and then they're out.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And you know, they have their important documents and things like that. But right. basic household items, they don't have toasters and microwaves, okay. things like that. So we're always accepting any kind of things like that, men and women's clothes, kids' clothes. And anything that we can't find a use for in our shelter, if we have excess for in our shelter, we always redonate to other organizations in the community.
All right. That's wonderful. So yeah. people can drop that off at your location, which is again...
Which is 780 East Lincoln Way in Sparks. And we're there from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Very cool. And so it's safeembrace.org.
Mm-hmm.
People can reach out to you through there.
Yes.
Actually, while I have you, what are some warning signs of someone who might be in a domestic violence situation?
Well, some warning signs... are just if you notice that the person is being emotionally abusive. So it could be by giving insults or calling you names, things like that, demanding passwords for your phone or any of your electronic devices, pressuring you on where you're going, who you're seeing, who you're friends with, trying to isolate you from friends and family. Those are just a couple of them.
Okay. That yeah. people can watch out for.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Cool. We'll keep that in mind. Third in the nation.
Yes.
I would like not to have that happen anymore.
Yes. And it's been like that since for the last 20 years at least.
20 years.
Yeah. There was one year where we were outside of number 10, but we've been in the top 10, mostly top 5 and top 3.
Okay. Well, then let's change that. Help
yes.
out Safe Embrace if you can, please.
Yes.
Safeembrace.org is where you got to go. Breezy Youngkin in the studio. I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking
thank
about this.
Thank you for
this.
Having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Yes.